If you're looking for a quick but intense read, our reviewer Alan Chews has this suggestion, The Hunters by Claire Missoud.
The story that opens the book, with its echoes of Flaubert in its title, is called A Simple Tale. It's in part an excursion back into the wartime past of the protagonist, a Ukrainian-born Canadian immigrant named Maria. Maria was once a fugitive from the Nazis, and now a housekeeper by trade. Her story shows off just what Claire Massoud can do with the most mundane of situations. The title piece, The Hunters, is the opposite of simple. An American academic doing research in London rents a flat in a seedy part of the city and discovers a strangely compelling and at the same time quite repulsive downstairs neighbor, a woman named Ridley Wander. I won't reveal what happens between them, but I can let you know that there are some deep mysteries at the heart of this story of the repulsive Ms. Wander and the literature professor, primary among which is the mystery of the narrator's sexual and spiritual identity, male or female. The way the narrator carefully and cleverly presents the grammar of the story, always using ambiguous pronouns, never referring to his or her lovers, makes for a wonderfully mischievous surface to the novella. In fact, I haven't read anything recently that's so intelligent and so delightfully engaging about questions of identity and solitude, about errant states of feeling, and the unfortunately endemic modern condition, the state of feeling nothing at all.
The book is The Hunters by Claire Missoud. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.